Before we get into the joys and concerns, remember I was telling you, and we do it on the online version too, we read a proverb on there. So as the world says, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. God's word says a proverb a day will keep the devil away. So always want to share along with the Holy Spirit and his school a proverb for the week. And it comes in Proverbs chapter 5, verses 5 through 19. Oh, back up to verse 3. The lips of an immortal woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But the result is a bitter person, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave, for she does not care about the path of life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't even realize where it leads. So now, my sons and daughters, listen to me. Never stray for what I am about to say. Run from her. Don't go near the door of her house. If you do, you'll lose your honor and hand over merciless people. And everything you have achieved in this life, strangers will obtain your wealth and someone else will enjoy the fruits of your labor. And afterward, you will groan in anguish when our disease consumes your body. And I say, how I hated discipline. If only I had demanded my own way, if only I had not demanded my own way, why didn't I listen to my teachers? Why didn't I pay attention to the brink of utter ruin? And now I must face the problem. Well, it's all about intimacy. We are a people that need intimacy. We need relationship with one another. But many non-Christians believe that a monogamous relationship are irrelevant and boring. Well, not necessarily true, because believers, on the other hand, sometimes assume that a desire for sexual intimacy and pleasure is evil and ought to be denied. Well, Proverbs tells us that it's a different viewpoint. To be in error, God intends marriage to be both a lifetime commitment and a growing and satisfying adventure of sexual intimacy. What a wonderful thing, the book of Proverbs, and it starts out about wisdom, and it'll tell you as you read Proverbs. We started a study on Proverbs before COVID came. It'll tell you that wisdom is God. It refers to wisdom as God.